sunny skies and just a few scattered clouds at times. High temps will be in the mid-80s and overnight lows will generally be down in the 60s. You might notice it gets a little bit more humid as we head through the weekend, but still, low humidity is on tap for Saturday. Hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 83 right now in Pensacola and partly cloudy skies. It's 83 in Milton and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look around Florida now, a woman dead after an officer-involved shooting in Tallahassee. Police say law enforcement had detained a man wanted in a drug case in a city park last night when a woman fired at the officers with a rifle. Seven officers and a Leon County deputy returned fire and killed her.
And an Osceola sheriff's deputy is being charged with negligence in a connection with an incident from February of last year. Deputy David Crawford allegedly fired a taser at a man pumping his gas, which ignited a fireball and caused burns to nearly 75% of the man's body. The man was suspected of being one of the several bikers that were riding recklessly, and the deputies caught up with one of them at a Wawa's gas station.
Perhaps SeaWorld is in your Memorial Day weekend plans. A new roller coaster is making its debut. The Pipeline Surf Coaster is opening tomorrow with the beachfront ribbon cutting in keeping with the ride's surf theme. The attraction features a surfboard ride vehicle meant to give riders the sensation of riding a wave.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking out at his first public appearance since announcing his run for presidency in 2024. During the Orlando Homeschool Convention, DeSantis laid out his record on education in the state, speaking on COVID regulations and the myth over book banning.
National headlines, the special counsel behind the report criticizing the FBI's investigation of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign will testify before Congress. John Durham will appear before the House Judiciary Committee on June 21st.
And there's a growing call for answers and actions after an 11-year-old from Mississippi was calling 911 for help when he was shot in the chest by a responding officer. Adarian Murray was shot and seriously wounded last Saturday morning by an Indianola police officer responding to a domestic call at the boy's mother's home. Murray survived, but he does have a collapsed lung, a lacerated liver, and fractured ribs.
The Treasury Department is warning the U.S. could now run out of cash to pay its bills by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today.
And another member of the far-right group of the Oath Keepers will serve prison time for storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Jessica Watkins was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison on Friday for her role in the Capitol riot. The military veteran was convicted on numerous felony counts, including obstructing Congress and interfering with police.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is optimistic about air travel this holiday weekend. But if there are issues
this year, if you do get stuck, if you do have a problem, you are much more likely to be able to expect that your hotel or meal or rebooking or whatever you need is going to be covered.
And he says they are keeping an eye on some possible severe weather around the country. But the system, he says, is now able to handle issues caused by it as airlines have added more staff and they've also come up with more realistic schedules as well. 6:30, our Fox News update is coming up. We'll be back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, pop culture, entertainment, and, of course, the wacky, weird, and good news that we love to talk about. It's Pensacola right now on a Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Friday, it's Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe. A little late to traffic on the 5, so we're going to get a quick look at our roads and weather right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. The real traffic right now is just going to be leaving Navarre Beach on Navarre Beach Causeway is extremely slow moving, as well as Perdido Key Drive heading towards the Alabama border. Expect some slowdowns there. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at our weather for the weekend, it's mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 66. All weekend long, it's going to be absolutely beautiful with just sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. It's mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 83 degrees, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Always feel free to text in your thoughts or opinions or call to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
Quickly going over today's top three stories, Democrats and Republicans deadlocked on spending cuts in the debt ceiling talks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefit programs. Republicans want the requirements, but the Democrats oppose the increased work demands. Airlines will see about 10 million passengers by the end of the holiday weekend. With that amount of people, TSA says travelers should get to the airport at least 2 hours ahead of their scheduled flight. And here locally, two adults and two children hospitalized following a house fire on Tippin Avenue at around 6 this morning.
This was very heavy black smoke. Very difficult situations for victims inside of an environment like this. And so they required immediate medical care and transport to the hospital.
Fire Chief Jenny Craner with Channel 3 there. A young girl had to be flown to a Gainesville hospital while the two adults and a boy stayed here in local hospitals. Taking a look at your sports headlines now, no NBA or NHL playoff games in Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Reds beat the Cubs 9-0. In action right now, the White Sox leading the Tigers 4-1, the Rays up on the Dodgers 5-2, and the Braves and the Phillies are scoreless in the second inning. We've got action in the NCAA Super Regional softball. Oklahoma State leading Oregon 4-0 in the fifth. Earlier game, Stanford beat Duke 3-1. Oklahoma over Clemson 9-2. And Tennessee topping Texas 5-2. Later on this evening at 7 o'clock on ESPN, third-seeded Florida State takes on 14th-seeded Georgia. That's on ESPN. And on ESPN2 at 7, 5th-seeded Alabama takes on 12th-seeded Northwestern. President Biden visiting with the LSU women's basketball team as they went to the White House to celebrate their national championship today. Bit of a scary moment, though, as one of the players on the team, a freshman Samaya Smith, actually fainted during the president's remarks. If you've never watched one of these events, usually it's not just one team. It's usually multiple teams, and they have to stand there for a long period of time. They're usually dressed really nicely, so probably several layers, and there's just a lot of people in a close space. So it's not the first time that somebody's fainted at one of these things. It certainly won't be the last, but thankfully LSU said that Smith appeared to be okay after just a few minutes there. Other sports headlines. The NFL Sunday Ticket Package will continue to be available to restaurants, bars, hotels, and other businesses that have DirecTV for Business. This after Sunday Ticket moved their residential package to YouTube TV, but should be no changes if you prefer watching NFL games at your local bar or restaurant. Star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins released today by the Arizona Cardinals. Now the speculation is where he'll go. He did say about a week ago that the quarterbacks he would most like to play with include Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts. And, of course, all of those teams figure to be in the race for the Super Bowl this year. The Indy 500 is Sunday, this Memorial Day weekend. Alex Palou will be on the pole after he set the record for the fastest pole speed in Indy history at 234.217 miles per hour. The race on Sunday starts at 11:45 our time, and it'll be broadcast on NBC. And the most decorated player in amateur women's golf history is turning pro. Rose Zhang, a sophomore at Stanford, is turning pro now after becoming the first woman to win two NCAA individual national championships. Gracie, I know you are headed to Kenny Chesney tomorrow. Do you have any plans to either host or attend any barbecues?
Not yet, but I'm sure I'm going to want to eat a burger on Monday or a hot dog. It's just can't have a Memorial Day without it.
Absolutely. I am going to one on Saturday. And for people that are hosting, or if you're going to someone's house and you've got to pick up some items to bring, you're going to be paying a little more thanks to inflation. The Bureau of Labor says things like hot dogs, potato chips, and hamburger buns are costing you more compared to last year. Condiments and spices up over 10% year over year, and alcohol is up by over 4%.
Well, even though the food might be a little bit more expensive than last year, prices for gas pumps are holding steady. So prices at the gas pump are holding steady for the holiday weekend as it comes underway. AAA reports the national average price for gas of regular remains at $3.57 today. That's 3 cents up from a week ago, but it's over a dollar cheaper than it was a year ago.
The next COVID vaccine booster shot will target one of the newest variants that is now dominant in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal says three Omicron subvariants are under consideration for the updated shot. FDA vaccine advisors are set to meet next month to make their recommendation on which strain should be targeted.
And federal investigations are looking into the possible hack of Fox News' internal system that leaked on-air footage from former anchor Tucker Carlson. The Tampa Bay Times reports that the probe related to the FBI search and the medical consultant and the social media personality Tim Burke's house.
Ford and Tesla are working together to expand access to vehicle charging stations in North America. CEO Jim Farley joined Tesla's Elon Musk to announce beginning next year, Ford EVs can use the Tesla supercharger network. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will be getting an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 superchargers.
In a surprising survey out of Canada, a new survey finds that more than one-fourth of Canadians back state-supported suicide for poor and homeless people. The survey released this month found that 27% of people should be able to get the lethal injection and because of poverty, and 28% support the same for the homeless. Another 43% of Canadians say that the mentally ill should be allowed to get a doctor's help to end their lives.
Pop culture notes, big weekend in store for The Little Mermaid. Fast start yesterday, thanks to Thursday previews, making just over $10 million. Over the extended holiday period, they're expecting between $120 and $125 million over the four-day holiday weekend. There's been a lot of anticipation for this. There's been a lot of controversy around this, as Ariel is played by a black girl. Obviously, that's not the case in the cartoon version. I think I saw the previews in a couple of movies that I've went to recently. You know, I think it's, I have no strong opinion one way or the other. Of course, I haven't seen that, to my recollection, the full Little Mermaid front to start to finish, but I do know that the music is very popular. And so, you know, I think you'll see a lot of families with, you know, maybe dad-daughter dates, that type of thing, to The Little Mermaid. So expecting a big weekend. You said that there was apparently a shot, perhaps, at our next Queen of England.
Yeah, a little bit hidden. I don't know. I saw this when we were looking at pop culture stories last week that, you know, Ariel loses her voice to go on land to find Prince Eric. And this part is in the cartoon, too, but they used different names where he's trying to guess Ariel's name. And he's like, is it? And the first name in the live action is it Diana? And she's like, no. And then he's like, is it Catherine? And she says, no, like all disgusted.
So
the
she
name
it was
Catherine.
Why would you even think I'm a Catherine?
A very disgusted Catherine. And he's like, okay, not Catherine. Definitely not Catherine. And Meghan Markle says in an interview previously that she kind of relates with Ariel because she, or in that movie or whatever, she loses her voice when she gets married to a prince, or she had to lose her voice to find a prince. So she was silenced by the royal family.
I would say that the current events would have shown that the exact opposite has happened, and that it is Prince Harry who has kind of lost his voice.
Yeah, but no, I agree. So people were saying that, oh, that's a dig towards Kate, that Kate's a big bully to Meghan and apparently Ariel too. So I don't know, but I'm going to keep an eye out for that if I ever do see the movie. Just a little bit late to traffic on the fives, but it's 6:46 right now and roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Of course, we still have some traffic getting off of Navarre Beach. Looks like there's actually an accident getting off of Navarre Beach right now, so just keep that in mind before you get to Navarre Beach Causeway. It is going to be slow moving. We're going to get a look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Weather for the Memorial Day weekend looks absolutely spectacular with dry conditions all weekend long, sunny skies, and just a few scattered clouds at times. High temps will be in the mid-80s, and overnight lows will generally be down in the 60s. You might notice it gets a little bit more humid as we head through the weekend, but still, low humidity is on tap for Saturday. Hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
It's mostly cloudy and 83 in Pensacola right now, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today is marking day six of jury deliberations in the retrial of former That 70s Show star Danny Masterson. Masterson is accused of raping three women at his home in the Hollywood Hills area between 2001 and 2003. They've been deliberating since May 17th, and I would imagine now the concern for prosecutors is that this may finish the exact same way as the first trial ended, in a mistrial because jurors were unable to reach a unanimous verdict.
And pop singer and actor Ed Ames is dead at the age of 95. He's known for playing Mingo in the 1960s NBC show Daniel Boone. According to The Hollywood Reporter, his wife said that he died in Los Angeles after battling with Alzheimer's.
And Celine Dion officially announcing the cancellation of her Courage World Tour after her continuous battle with an incurable neurological disorder. The 55-year-old singer icon took to Instagram to update fans on her health condition.
And Sadie Robinson is a two-time mom. If you watch Duck Dynasty, she's the daughter in it. The Duck Dynasty alum gave birth to her second child with her husband, Kristen Huff. Their second baby was born on March 22nd. She took to Instagram writing, "Haven has brought a touch of heaven." She also shared a series of snaps from the hospital.
Finally, a mountaineer achieving the Mount Everest area Triple Crown. That's climbing three peaks in one season. I couldn't find an exact number of the climbers who have done this, but I know it's very few. Garrett Madison climbed the Everest, Lhotse, and Nuptse peaks as of yesterday. And the world's highest mountain's death toll this season is at 12. So definitely beating the odds, Garrett Madison there. We'll take a quick break and come back. We've got wacky, weird stuff. And, of course, we'll finish the week on this Friday with good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Up on a Friday, Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie alongside. And just a reminder, folks, you know, have a lot of fun. The weather is going to be absolutely beautiful, whether it's going to take you to the beach or one of our parks or just wherever you're going this weekend. Do please make sure to stay safe. We've got tow to go. AAA is a last resort if you need it. Use Uber, use Lyft if you're planning on partaking this weekend. And watch out, as we got extra patrols out there. I'm sure that FHP will be doing additional resources out on our highways. Pensacola Police, the sheriff's offices are doing the Click It or Ticket campaign. So get where you're going safe as you celebrate Memorial Day this weekend. With that in mind, we'll take our final check of the roads and weather.
Well, roadways are looking good right now with the I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We still have slow-moving traffic getting off of Navarre Beach. But if you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA, help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. You can go to livegreenecua.com and download the Recycle Coach app today. Taking a look at our weather, it's going to be absolutely beautiful this weekend, just like Joe was saying, with mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 66. Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday, absolutely beautiful weather with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. It's mostly cloudy right now with it being 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Pretty sensational video today after a man opened the door of an Asiana Airlines jet as I was coming in for a landing in South Korea today, sending wind gusting through the cabin as passengers held on in terror. I've seen this video now several times, and I mean, yeah, you're several thousand feet in the air coming down, and the doors open to the plane. And interestingly, what I thought was just fascinating about this was the people that were closest to the door, they've got their seatbelts on, yes, but they look just way more calmer than I would have imagine that I would be if I was in that situation. I mean, especially if you're afraid of heights. Like my wife, it does not do heights very well. And just imagining, you know, you go through anytime you're on a plane, right? And they've got those, you know, the few rows where the stewardess or the flight attendant comes up to you and says, hey, this is an emergency exit. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody gives them two ounces of brain energy what they're saying. They're like, oh, yeah, fine.
I'm not leaving my extra foot space out
exactly.
of this row.
It's all about the foot space. But in the unlikely event that something were to happen where, you know, you'd have to react, I mean, I don't know. I always just think that I'll freeze in a situation like that. But, I mean, the people stayed surprisingly very calm there. Elsewhere in Georgia, a couple interesting stories. A woman in Rome, Georgia, facing charges for making a salad. Well, it was more how she was trying to make the salad. Investigators say she broke into a restaurant to do it, allegedly entering Harvest Moon Cafe on Saturday to make her meal, but the restaurant was forced to throw away over $500 in food because she touched it with her bare hands.
And another story out of Georgia. If you used to have to go to the DMV and other places to take your photo for your driver's license, passports, and other IDs, and it was always terrible, but now sometimes you can use your own photos. But there are some rules, like you should have a white background, as well as not having any shadows. Oh, and you can't be naked. That's right. The Georgia Department of Driver Services has reminded people to keep things classy. They say, quote, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license and IDs. So I hope they just said that just in case and there wasn't an issue where someone was sending something in.
There was probably something that necessitated it.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, it's always that last rule that gets you. So yeah, they should maybe put don't be naked first, and then they wouldn't see that. Some good news finishing up on a Friday. Showing the benefits of learning CPR in Brevard County, a mother took her 4-year-old son to a beach at Inland State Park last weekend. The boy nearly drowned. The woman pulled her son from the water and yelled for help. And somebody within earshot had just taken a CPR class the day before. That woman was able to resuscitate the boy. He was sent to the hospital, but is expected to make a full recovery.
And billionaire Rob Hale was one of the keynote speakers at the University of Massachusetts Boston graduation, surprised each of the 2,000 graduates with $1,000 each. Each student received two envelopes, one with a $500 in it to keep and one with a $500 to give to someone, either give to a member and their family who supported them or donate to an organization. So awesome from a graduate.
And finally, a California Good Samaritan stopped a bank robbery with a hug. Michael Armis was depositing a check at the bank when he noticed a former neighbor passing a note to a teller, claiming he had explosives and demanding money. Armis said he suggested they go outside to talk and gave the suspect a hug shortly before police arrived and made the arrest. But kudos to Michael defusing that situation. Thankfully, he was in the right place at the right time, but he acted accordingly. That's going to do it for us here on a Friday. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Gracie, have fun at the concert tomorrow.
Thank you. Have fun at the cookout.
And everybody, be safe. We'll see you on Monday. That's right. We're here on Monday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.